randomly I'd just be like, well, I'm in downtown Ottawa.
Yeah.
And then randomly I'd be like, well, we're in Montreal.
And suddenly it's like, we're in Toronto this week for some reason. I don't know why
this happened.
How do we get here?
Yeah. Hello guys, welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers Podcast, the podcast where we talk about entertainment and our daily lives, brought to you as a day-by-day comedy podcast. I'm Victor.
And I'm Adrian.
And we're back at it again with another episode, and yet we have not uploaded that vlog we talked about
We are back in the studio. Last week was a bit of an adventure. It has been... I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I enjoyed that more.
Yeah.
Because it was just so, like,
left. It was a different space. It was all different. It was all the same, but new.
Yeah, so we're thinking of doing a few more.
Yep. Locations.
Different locations. See what we can do. What we can get away with without needing permits.
Yep.
So we'll keep you posted on that. But definitely has been just fun having to like, the whole adventure of it all.
Yep.
I mean, and definitely if we start doing it, you're going to need a proper camera person.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it was definitely fun. What was I gonna say, bro? How was your week?
Busy.
Yeah, I mean,
working.
Yeah,
and then sleeping, and then waking up again.
Working,
and then
sleeping.
Well, sleeping.
it's kind of funny how, like, you've I like how you started working before me. It's funny because I got the job before you.
Yeah,
but somehow you started working before me.
Yeah, it's the different processes, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
It's because you need to go through clearance.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, just give me the job.
Just give me the job. It's like, you got to go get a background check.
I'm like, I can start next week.
Yeah, they're like, you need a background check. I need a what? Yeah, so there is, it's funny. But next week, I will be hopefully working now.
Yeah.
So it'll get interesting. And I'll get busy real quick.
Yep.
And then you'll never see me because I'll never be in the office.
Finally have a quiet space to do my work.
Right, because you're working from home. Yeah. So people know he's working from home, so he's in the studio all the time now. Yep. and I won't be, like, I'll rarely ever be in the studio. Yep. Only when we record or if we go, you know, live on location.
Yep. Fun times.
It's not really live on location, it's more like remote on location.
Remote on location, brought to you by... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, but yeah, I think it's funny. And okay, so I want to talk about this. This happened last week,
mm-hmm.
and it's a moment in the podcast, and I left it in there. There's a moment where a guy passes on his bike, and then he notices, he doesn't realize it because he's going by pretty fast,
mm-hmm.
and then he turns around, and on his way back, he goes, excuse me, and you really quietly say, you're excused,
oh,
and
he goes
by. And the guy, like, laughs, which is funny.
Yeah.
Because it was just one of those moments where, like, you just, like, took a pause. Cause it's, like, dead silent. Because you're just waiting for him to go by. Then he goes, excuse me. And you go, you're excused.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should cut that out. But I'll leave it in.
Yeah. That was me being me.
It was just so funny.
See, I don't get why. Because if you say, excuse me.
Yeah.
And normally you just nod or smile.
Right.
Right. But as soon as you say your excuse, it's like disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just giving you what you asked for.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's very weird. Polarizing for some reason.
Yeah. It's just like, excuse me.
The other thing too is while we were setting up,
mm-hmm.
this family showed up. This husband and wife with their two daughters.
Yeah.
They're like running around throwing like pebbles in the water behind us. And we're, like, setting up, and then the dad, at, like, some point, he, like, you're, like, okay, let's start recording or whatever.
Yeah.
Dad's, like, okay, let's go. Let's go. Like, let's go. Let's go.
And the kid didn't want to go.
Yeah. I felt kind of bad, but at the same time, like.
But, I mean, like, it was starting to get dark anyways.
Yeah, it was starting to get dark. And, but it was funny. There were a few instances where people went by.
Yeah.
And they were, like pointing. There were a few people, like, they walked by and be like, do you see what they're doing?
Yeah, I know.
Or just, like.
And then there was a group of people where I started making jokes.
Yeah, and they started laughing.
And I started making the jokes even louder so that they could enjoy it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I mean, there's some of those things where you just, you know, you go for it. Yeah. And then the whole thing with the boat.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing with the boat was just.
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
I left the blooper in there at the end if you can get to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Okay, bro, I think
uh-huh.
that that formula
of what?
Of just being
in a different location,
in a different place. It's just is the new thing. I feel like it'd be fun. Like imagine every episode in just some random location.
Like it'd be really, really funny.
Oh yeah,
because randomly I'd just be like, "Well, I'm in downtown Ottawa."
Yeah,
and then randomly I'd be like, "Well, we're in Montreal."
And suddenly it's like we're in Toronto this week for some reason. I don't know why this happened. How do we get here?
Yeah,
how do I go back? Yeah, you know, it's like you know, it'd be really funny. What? It's to like set up right in front of the Toronto sign.
That'd be funny.
And people walking by, I'd be like, what's going on? What is this?
Yeah. And I'd be like, well, I'm communicating. See, like, and if a cop walks up too, and he'd be like, what are you doing? I'm filming. Why are you filming? Do you have permission to be filming? Well, I'm not filming anything for production.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a private use. It's for Spotify. And they go, what? It's for Spotify, my guy, now. I feel like the cop would walk.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just be like, I'm just filming for myself.
Yeah,
because I am filming for myself.
It's for a small independent film I'm working on.
Whoa! As soon as you say that, you're getting kicked out.
No, you know you say to get away with that stuff.
Okay, you know what this is telling me? You're gonna sit quietly as I handle it.
No, what you're supposed to say is like, I'm recording for a documentary. That's what you're actually supposed to say, and they leave you alone.
No.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say. Yeah.
No.
That's actually what the police have told me to say. Like, if you're recording and, like, you're in a public space and, like, you don't have, like, any papers, just say it's for a documentary and they'll leave you alone.
It's for a documentary.
That's what they said. That's literally what cops have told me to say.
Okay.
In this country, that's what they say. They're like, if you don't have any papers and a cop asks you why you're recording, just say it's for a documentary.
This is for a documentary. On the sign for 2 hours. It's a special kind of documentary.
Imagine all the tourists who would try to take a photo.
Yeah.
While we're recording.
Being like, we're on Hulu. And they're like, on Hulu. And I'm like, nah, I'm just messing with you. Imagine I don't tell them. And they go home like, Hulu.
Like, who are these people?
And they never find us. Searching forever.
I mean.
See, and then we just tell them we're Latino.
Yeah.
And that we're brothers.
Yeah.
The Google search would be two Latin brothers. So it would work out.
Right. So, I mean, it's very funny. And I love how, like, the brother thing is popping. I've told you how it's popping off. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast. I think I mentioned the other two Latin brothers.
You mentioned it to me off the air.
Off the air?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when we started the podcast, no, like 2 years into the podcast,
yeah,
these two guys in Brazil started the Two Latin Brothers podcast on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they're one of them's a radio host down there.
Yeah.
So he already had like a, so they're like, they blew up.
Yeah.
Like they blew up overnight sort of thing in Brazil. And I found it kind of funny because they're trying to get the IP.
Yeah.
For Two Latin Brothers, right? And like you could see the Instagram handle, like it was like trying to, like it was like forced. They had changed like I think the word podcast to like O or something like that.
Oh, I see.
To get it. And then I'm like, this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
This is like when you pitch something and you don't realize that it's all like you didn't do your research. Right? Because like I own it. It's mine. I own all the ads. If people
search Two Latin Brothers podcast, they're going to find Two Latin Brothers doing a podcast, right, but not the same one.
So all the ads are, you know, they're obviously there and they're mine and I own them. And so, and then like 2 or 3 weeks later, they reappear on like my feed for whatever reason. And they're now called Two Portuguese Brothers.
There you go. I thought they said they were Brazilian.
Yeah, they are, but they changed it to, I think it's the Two Brazilian Brothers was also already taken.
But Portugal is a completely different country.
I know. Okay, so wait. So this is funny. Okay, so this is spawned off to Croatian Brothers. To, what's the other, there's a YouTube channel now dedicated to two, I think they're two Ukrainian brothers or something like that, where they talk about like the war stuff and all that.
Wow.
They give weekly updates.
See, that's what I was saying, bro. Like, if we cashed in, like, if we built a company, and then we got finances, and then we got sponsors, we could easily market out ourselves, and be like the headquarters for the, get a whole group of people, so that way you target each audience.
Right. No, of course. Okay. So they pay you as we. But I love how this has like spawned a whole like thing.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, before it was like two random guys.
Yeah.
Like that, and they were like, there's like, what is it? There's a new one. Actually, I think it's old actually. I just discovered it, so it's new to me, but it's old. I think it's like, what is it, two Dungeons and Dragons guys or something like that, where they, like, they play Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And they have a narrator.
Yeah.
So some guy narrates.
Yeah, that's it's actually a thing, having podcasts based on a campaign.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool.
I don't think it's crazy. I just think it's
cool. I know, because like the way that they did it, it's like they're storytelling.
That's what it is.
I know, but I mean,
feel like you've never listened to a Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
What I'm getting at is like they have like background music and like effects and just it's like it's so intricate. It's like an audiobook, my guy. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's so over the top. It's like, whoa, this is insane. Yeah. The production value of this is crazy. So but yeah, it's funny. So bro, apart from work and stuff. How have you been?
I'm good, you know. Relaxing, chilling.
You can tell how busy we are because this episode's a day late.
I almost wanted to work this morning.
You're unbelievable. You gotta stop working. You become a workaholic.
I know. Like, it's because the work I'm doing is also fun.
Yeah.
So like I really wanna, you know.
Sometimes you just wanna work.
Sometimes I just really wanna work. It's not even because I want the money. It's just because like
I want to work. I just want to do it.
It's just fun.
Just like that's when you know it's a good job. Yeah. What is it? All right. So what was it? So I think like 2 weeks ago, I think we talked about how you convinced me to write a book.
Yes.
Okay. So here's what happened. So
announcement drop. We're going public.
No,
okay.
No. So here's the here's kind of like the rundown of what's happened. In the last 2 weeks since this happened on the podcast, because now this is gonna become like a weekly update thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
No, you know, I'll give an update every 2 weeks. That way, you know, it's not every episode; it's like every other.
You know
episode.
What you should do?
Yeah,
you should create an account.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen.
Yeah.
Like truly listen.
Yeah.
Create an Instagram account for the book.
Yeah.
And call it the unnamed book, and then. Basically, or start a TikTok,
yeah,
and categorize the process of you writing the book.
Yeah,
don't give everything away,
right?
But give the general, like the synopsis of the book, as you're building your story. So that way you gather, like
feedback, right?
You have what the people are thinking,
right?
That benefits you,
right?
And you're giving exposure to the book before it's even released,
right?
So people are really curious at the end,
right,
of how the book came out.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing.
Yes.
This is what I want to get at. So I started the book, right? And obviously it's kind of a big undertaking.
Yeah.
Because like the story and certain plot lines that are in my brain, they're just like it's kind of like there's one central story. And then every other. So this is the thing. Okay. So like I have just a quick rundown. I'll just kind of give like the surface level thing.
Yeah.
So I have a main character, but there are 12 other main characters.
Yeah.
But none of them have met each other yet in the story. So the principal main character, every other chapter is about him.
Yeah.
And then every chapter is of another character. And some characters are like kind of like observing the main character from a distance. So it's like narrating what they're feeling or what they're witnessing of like the chapter before what the main character just did.
Yeah.
But like from a distance.
Yeah.
So I had like writing that from like a different perspective. It's like, I got to the point where I'm like, it's another camera angle.
That's literally how you have to view it.
It's literally what it is. And it's kind of funny because it's also like writing the reaction and like trying to like create a character and their sense of being and how they are. Right. And trying to capture all of that in, like a single chapter to introduce that character.
Yeah.
And I have one chapter where the only thing the character says in the entire chapter is there's no way. The rest of it is just like description and like what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the only thing that's said in that chapter is no way.
Yeah.
Right. So it's very interesting.
So would you say starting each chapter is like starting a different book?
Almost, yeah.
Oof.
That's tough. Well, it's not because
I know, because you still have recurring context.
Right, for certain.
Yeah.
Because like some characters are like observing other characters.
Yeah, like, so you're still moving forward in the storyline.
Right.
Because the context that you're giving about the individual themselves is necessary to move forward.
Right. Yeah. And then, but, and then there are.
See, because, like, what a lot of people struggle with in anime.
Yeah.
And you find that in long series anime.
Yeah.
Is that they start showing you the different perspective.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I'm seeing exactly what I know before.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not gaining anything.
Right. But the thing is like, in this instance, it's not about the perspective they're viewing.
Mm-hmm.
It's to introduce the new character viewing it.
Yeah, I know.
It's not about.
But you have to. You have to have that balance, right?
Right, yeah,
because you have to, as a reader,
yeah,
I know what you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
But as a reader, will I perceive that as, is that just repetition in a different area?
Right, yeah, of course, no, for sure. And, like, I also, the other thing, too, is, like, I'm also, like, during all the thought and stuff,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm also layering in more details
yeah.
about that character.
Yeah.
Like, what drives them, what why they're, you know, yeah. why they're, they think yeah, who they are. Yeah, you're
gaining their perspective.
Right.
As well as,
yeah, what kind of as person well as
having
they are.
Progressive
story right, as what kind of person they are, right? And yeah. then I have another character.
So character development for each right. chapter.
I have another character.
Yeah.
Where they're all by themselves, and it's just them like walking through like an abandoned city.
Okay.
And at the end of the chapter, they can see the main character from a distance.
Okay.
But that's like that won't happen, till like for the main character yeah. that won't happen. At least for another like 15 chapters,
oh
like
my
for
gosh.
That, right? So it's like having to find in time,
yeah.
Like and then layering it like that, right? So it's like because
yeah. see, but like don't get too intricate with that kind
of
stuff.
Oh, of course,
because,
right?
Because like it has to. Imagine a 13-year-old picked up your book.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. But yeah. you see okay, where so, I got with
okay,
that.
Okay. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. No. But what I'm getting yeah. at is like I've explained to you how the yeah, time yeah. system. So the time system in the book is like very. Like it's very like wonky.
Yeah.
So it, like once
you're just
like,
trying to make a clear cut.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make it clear so that way when you're reading the book, like I think I explained like chapter 3,
yeah.
the way time works.
Yeah.
In the novel, so so that way when you're reading other chapters,
yeah.
like based on like what's going on and how it's going, and in the specific chapter, you can understand based on like the time frame yeah. and how it's going. Right, so it makes it a little easier to follow,
mm-hmm.
even though like something happened and you're like, wait, that's the main character, mm-hmm. but the main character is like here, and that seems like way off, but because mm-hmm. of the way time works, it fits. It's like actually chronological.
Yeah, yeah. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more updates. If I really want you to start doing that, what I just thought of.
Yeah.
And I can help you with that.
Yeah. So I've definitely, okay. So, quick update. I'm 15 chapters in.
Yeah.
I'm 15 chapters in and,
we're aiming for what? 40, 50?
Yeah. I think I'm looking at like 40, 50 chapters.
Yeah.
Just to get like the main story off.
We should go with 52. You know why you should go with 52?
Because it's like cause it's 52 episodes in a season of the podcast. Like just like that, just right off the cuff.
You can read a chapter a week. You should read it. You should release it like those, you know, like those comics.
Oh, like Wattpad.
Yeah.
How those Wattpad writers, they like drop a chapter a week. Yeah.
You should release it like that. That'd be funny, but in a novel form. So.
Just like a single page.
Complete. You pay for a subscription.
Yeah.
Of like $5 a month.
Yeah. I better make them some long chapters. So
5, 10, 15, 20, 20.
Well, like, no, because, okay, so I wrote the first chapter, okay?
Yeah.
And then I went back. And the first chapter.
You're paying like $50-something for a book.
No, look, listen. There's a. Okay, so I wrote the first chapter, right?
Yeah.
And then it was like 3 pages.
Yeah.
No, two and a half pages. And like, I know, like a simple Word doc and like a 11 font.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, that's good. That's fine. I wrote the next chapter. Then I went back. And then I'm like, I wrote some details. I wrote in a lot more detail
mm-hmm.
in the second chapter. Now it's 3.5 pages. Then I'm like, okay, if this is the main character, I have to do him justice. So I'm back. And it's like 7.5 pages now.
Oh, my goodness.
Because like I just layered in other things. And
yeah.
like the other thing, I'm having so much fun with this
yeah.
is like dropping in little things that could become something in like the future.
Yeah,
like little, like say
foreshadow.
Someone, yeah, like just drop a name, and I'm like, that's gonna be born in like chapter 8 or something. I don't know. Like yeah. you know, like it's just like that. Like just drop some, just yeah. throw something in there, and just that could explode one day.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago we talked about mind map,
right?
About building that.
Yeah,
and how you've been like, okay, well, I've put in a lot now. Yeah. So, like, I'm just kind of, like, stopping and making sure everything makes sense.
Right, yeah, because I started writing.
Yeah.
And then you're, like, do the mind map thing. Yeah. So then I started making the mind map, and then as I started making the mind map, I realized...
The inconsistencies.
Certain inconsistencies.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, stop the mind map, let me fix the book, and then I'll go back to the mind map.
Yeah.
So now I've been, like, going through it and, like, re-editing and, like, fixing and realigning and... Mm-hmm. Places and stuff, so it's just to make it more cohesive and more understandable.
But make sure as you're adding if you're adding to the book itself,
yeah,
add it to the mind map.
No, okay, so
because see, here's the thing though. Mm-hmm. If you start editing to align to the mind map,
yeah,
you can cause inconsistencies of a consistency.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but what I'm getting at is like, because of the way the mind map is structured,
mm-hmm.
like it's already like a simple line.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm only, so far, the only thing that's been done for the mind map
mm-hmm.
is the main character stuff.
See, like, but like the things and, you said, you,
the and the thing is, the thing the that I've show. Noticed
mm-hmm.
is like, as I'm making the mind map, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm creating, you know, like certain characters and like certain things and,
mm-hmm.
you know, certain situations for all of it.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm going through that, I've come to realize that like, there are so many characters, like just like the amount of characters that are in this book is going to be a nightmare. But it's like this can never be like a movie, a TV show, because.
Oh, no, it could be.
I mean, it would be. It would be.
It could be. You never know. Don't never say never.
Anyway, you know? But you get what I'm saying, right? So anyway, but what I did notice is right, how many characters there are and people there and like other little interactions and things like that.
But like things when you say foreshadowing. It's very easy to keep moving forward with your story.
Yeah.
And to forget about your foreshadow because you think of another idea.
Okay, so right? here's the thing. So there are, okay, so the main character and then there are like the you know, cause I have 12 primary characters and one main character.
Yeah.
So three of the primary characters, their story is intertwined with the main characters,
mm-hmm.
but in a way where eventually it, the way that I've layered it in,
yeah,
like I've already like there are some ideas I have,
yeah,
where I've already marked one as book two,
yeah,
like I just because that's like the,
it's
the,
too much,
it's too much, much to yeah. just tackle, right? And then there was another one that came to mind, and then I'm like thinking about, I'm like I could twist that into book two, and then I just wrote book three, like it's already
okay,
like,
okay, relax,
no, right? But no, because that's the thing, right? Like yeah. It's just creating, and it's just, you know, we got to take a commercial break.
Yep. I will be right back. This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
And we're back.
We are back.
All right. We still haven't posted on Instagram at all, so.
Yeah. We'll get around to that at some point.
At some point. It's just there's too many things going on right now.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, I'm writing a novel, so you can imagine how that's going. Yep. So, but yeah, no, definitely going back to what we were saying before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. And at the same time, I feel like really good writers, like, because I've been reading a lot of, or because I could say reading, but at this point, I can say listening to,
mm-hmm.
because I listen to a lot of novels. And I've been listening to a lot of epic fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
novels, and I've noticed that one of these there's a writer
mm-hmm.
who one of the main things he does
mm-hmm.
is he wrote a series of 6 books,
yeah,
and every villain in each book was name dropped once in the first novel,
yeah,
which means he had the entire thing planned out from the inception of the first novel,
yeah,
right? So and I don't want to do that,
yeah.
Like obviously I don't want to do that. But if I can, like, layer in little things,
yeah,
like, little things that can eventually maybe possibly turn into something,
yeah,
because you know, it's all about book sales, ultimately, at the end of the day, hey, right?
Okay, whoa.
that's really what it is. But it's, like, it depends, because I had a teacher in high school who was a writer, and he wrote, like, 3 novels, and he had layered in some stuff in the mm-hmm. in the third book for a fourth book,
mm-hmm.
and apparently the third one didn't sell as well as he thought it would,
mm-hmm.
so he didn't get picked up for another book. Like, because his book deal ended after 3 books, and they told him, like, you know, depending on how good it may we'll renew it, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And it didn't do so well, so
he left himself with the conclusion, but an open
ability. But he left the ability to come back if he chose to. So, but yeah, I want to kind of have that ability, you know, you never know, right? Like, so, like, just, like, in case something does happen and I have the ability to do it or not, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, just having the option. Is it like I'm working in options already just in case.
Yeah.
No, just the what if, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm allowed to dream. No one can tell me I can't dream.
Don't dream. Stop dreaming. No kidding.
Only I can say my dreams aren't worth dreaming about.
Yeah, so if you guys want... I want to be able to say, if you guys want more info on that, go check out Agents and stuff. But like he has nothing there, so don't really
don't.
There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. There's really nothing there. Yeah, it's a lot of work. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, we'll see. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start you a book page.
A book page. It's like a blog.
No, not a blog, but like it'll inform the audience.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And honestly, like it's kind of interesting because, everyone always says like, oh, write a book, it's easy.
Yeah.
You know,
and then you start.
And then you're like, oh man, why is my brain so complicated?
I know.
Like, yeah. Why are my thoughts and like ideas so intermixed and so intertwined? Yeah. Just like,
the reason why I recommended the mind map is because at one point I was going to write my own book.
Yeah.
And then I started it.
Yeah.
I got to, I think, 17 chapters.
Wow.
And then I did my mind map.
Yeah.
And then I realized how much my brain was capable of.
Yeah.
And then, like, okay, this is dangerous.
Yeah.
I don't got this kind of time.
Yeah. No, of course. Yeah. And like, obviously, it's a very big undertaking. But at the same time, I've noticed that some writers are machines at, like, typing up. And, like, sure, it's been a minute. And, like sure, I got, like, chapters. But, like, on Thursday, I think it was. Yeah. So Thursday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, you know, you're doing work or whatever. I was upstairs in the living room. I took my laptop with me. Like, you know what? I'm just gonna go back and edit everything.
Yeah.
And so I start editing, and then I'm like, oh, like just looking at like all like the improper grammar, run on sentence. Yeah. There was a chapter. I was telling my brother this. I have a whole chapter where the entire because it's just description.
Yeah.
The whole thing was a run on sentence. There wasn't a single period, a single comma. It's just like thought. Dumped on a page.
Yeah.
Then I had to go in and like create structures and paragraphs and like.
Yeah, and sometimes that requires you to remove and add more stuff. Yeah. Right?
So I hadn't realized just the mind dump.
Yeah.
that it is, right? And just also describing like certain environments and trying to get that sort of
atmosphere
depending on where.
Yeah.
What are the characters, right? So it's like, it's very interesting and just also trying to convey certain emotion. It's kind of the hard part, conveying certain emotion.
Yeah. Because you have to describe an emotion that it's basically like try to describe an emotion like if no one's ever felt it.
Right. Which is kind of.
It's like explain happiness.
Yeah, you know, it's just. I don't use the word happy, I just say joy. The feeling of joy.
Yeah.
Because
what is joy?
Okay, whoa. Because see? Like it's hard to like because happiness is hard to like describe. Mm-hmm. So like I'll use joy or gratitude or you know I often use the
if
word,
something lands good but not great, it's bittersweet.
Yeah, so like often I'll be like the character, you know, so-and-so had a sense of gratitude or whatever.
Yeah,
right, like so it's definitely learning to describe and say certain things. And And at first, I was going to do it, like, through first person of every person. Like, every character was going to be, like, their own narrator for everything.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I'm, like, getting in the head of every single character is going to drive me insane.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm, like, I have to be, like, the narrator. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
This can't be done through a first, like, I mean, maybe, like, it's just not doable.
Yeah, yeah,
it's not doable to do this in first person at all. It can't be done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it can. It's just a lot of brain power, and this isn't your full time.
Yeah. I mean, like, also because there's a distinct chapter. It's chapter four, where in chapter four, the character that's talked about in that book doesn't come in contact with any of the other characters. From, like, the last three chapters, there's not a single person that comes in contact with this character.
Yeah. See, segueing that, right, in the title of your chapter is very important.
Okay, so I haven't titled any of my chapters.
No, I know, but I really want you to keep in mind the difference in keeping the audience engaged.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure.
Because, like, let's say...
Okay,
so here's my thing.
Yeah.
Because from a reader's perspective, I know you've read books.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But having that, when you're writing, it's different than... It's different than if you're reading.
Right.
So keeping that mentality is very important of making sure that you're obviously in time, right? and that you're not repeating yourself.
Right.
And that I don't get bored or annoyed at the fact that you're pulling away from a story that wasn't truly finished.
Right.
Right. Because that happens also in anime.
Yeah.
And many other shows where they're talking about something and they're like, okay, we're just going to cut it here and we're going to jump forward. And that is sometimes it can come off as annoying.
Yeah.
But like you'll keep reading and then some people it's just like it's a cutoff. Right. Yeah.
Well, okay. So in that instance, that character,
mm-hmm.
he's one of the like, he's one of the, mm-hmm. the one of the primary characters
mm-hmm.
that ends up becoming like the central focus of the entire book.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to introduce him at some point.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, if I introduce him in the second chapter, like it feels like you're starting a new book right off from the bat.
Yeah.
No. Like, so I had to like, so I'm like, okay, first chapter, second chapter, it's another character, but it's still like involving it's like the first.
A form of integration.
Right. So
while resolving what just happened.
Yeah.
Like basically,
well, actually,
don't leave me high and dry because then I'll be very confused.
Okay, so there are a few moments like that where, like, the main character is, like, in the middle of, like, a fight. And then
you cut away to...
And they cut away to, like, another person's perspective. Like, yeah, in the middle of the fight, it's, like, a different person's perspective. But it's, like, they're witnessing. And that's a character where I'm, like, the only thing they say is, no way.
Like, yeah, so, like, I'd understand that. Like, mid-combat.
Yeah.
And then big clash happens. Right. And then... End of chapter 7.
Wait.
Yeah. So end of chapter 7.
Right.
Chapter 8.
Yeah.
Like a new time. Yeah. Kind of. And then like the character.
Well, like, okay. So that the way that. Okay. So it's mm-hmm. like mid fight. And then the way it starts is the character like talking about their morning and like kind of like giving the rundown mm-hmm. of how like they have to go. Cause it's,
see, a cool thing to utilize.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Let me say this. A cool thing to utilize is rumor.
Yeah.
The term rumors.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Just saying the word, I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
Those words alone can open almost every door.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing, right? So obviously one of the things, okay, so the character is like, because what happens is the main character essentially kind of gets dragged into like this arena fight.
Okay. You're giving too much.
Okay. But but that's just it, right? Okay. Uh-huh. Like that's what I'm going to give. Okay. And so, and the, one of the side characters, one of the primary side characters mm-hmm. has to go to it. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like an event and they're forced to go to this event. Right.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing is like, oh, I'll be boring. Like there's no point like of me going. And it's just, mm-hmm. that's like the internal monologue the entire time. And then that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, and then at the end, the only words uttered outside of the main character
mm-hmm.
And that moment are no way because they're witnessing what's going on, right? And then I jump back to the main character
mm-hmm.
and the main character is doing her thing. And then in the middle of that chapter, I jump to another person's perspective.
Okay.
And then that character is like chuckling to himself of what's going on and everyone else's reaction around it because he's kind of like a higher tier character.
Yeah.
So he's just like chuckling and enjoying watching everyone else's reaction to what's going on. Like, so you have like a main character who's perspective, and then like within the main character's point of view, I jump to another character and then jump back to like the actual fight, what's going on below. So, but through that segue of jumping within the same chapter,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to introduce other characters because like, look at that guy's reaction. Look at that guy's reaction. Look at how that guy's not even paying attention. Like, right. Yeah. So it's like, I'm able to like name drop people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, and I'm like, that's like the most useful thing I've ever thought of, because it's easy to integrate people without having to say a lot.
Yeah. So guys, again,
yeah,
help convince Adrian to
finish
to finish a book and start up a social media for the book.
Oh my gosh!
Because weekly updates would be really nice.
I'm not gonna give you weekly updates. Bi-weekly.
No. Oh yeah, bi-weekly would make sense because you're gonna start work.
Yeah.
So
bi-weekly updates.
Bi-weekly updates. I mean, if you get bored one night, you could literally upload a story. Quite simply.
Right.
And then, actually, you know what would be a cool thing?
What?
That would be a cool way to get in some fan art.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's really easy to, like, describe your character, and that with artists is like a dream. Get and eventually you could create a relationship with somebody to create your book cover.
We'll see. Anyway,
yeah,
moving away from that, because that was a lot. There's a lot going on.
There's like, so much. Like, I love how he said we're so busy, and then like he's writing a book, and now I'm out here being like, you should start a social media for that, which is more time.
Yeah, I know.
It's and like, then I'm I like, just... oh, you should also start content. I'm, oh my gosh.
Like, I just have like, just like the intricacies of my brain are kind of becoming more and more apparent.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know how you think of something like as a child?
Yeah.
And then you kind of like forget about it. And then for some reason you remember again.
Yeah.
That's what this book is. Like it's like little moments in my life where I read something or I saw something or I read something about something.
Yeah.
It triggered something in my brain. And I was like, I wonder if... Then you like kind of let it go. Yeah. You know, you're like in grade 5 or 6, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's whatever, right? And then you kind of, you get older and you read something else and you go, that would be cool if I could... And then you go, you know what? You know, it's not important.
Yeah.
You get to high school, you read some more. And the thing, too, is I've discovered that reading history, you know, with ancient mythology and all that stuff, like you, that's like the basis of almost all storytelling.
Yeah.
And you read some of that stuff, and you go, maybe I should do this. Right? Yeah, and then you kind of like, you kind of like linger, and then you're so busy on like college or university applications. Goes to the wind, and then you enter college or university and you're like stacked to the brim with just work and stuff. And then you finish and then you're like lingering, I think I can do this now. And then you're like, but I gotta get a job in my field. So you start job hunting. That's literally what's happened. That's literally what's happened to me. Like I just kept pushing it to the side because I'm like, I need to find the time to do it. And like now, okay, so this is the other thing I've started doing. So I've uploaded my Word doc to a Google Doc. And so whenever like something comes into my brain, what I've done is, okay, so I have two documents.
Mm-hmm.
I have one that's had like the book, like the book. And then I have another one called Book Chapters to Figure Out, which is like, what I do is like, if I have an idea, I'll like just title it chapter, future chapter. And then I'll put in like, I'll type in a paragraph of what the thought is.
A synopsis of chapter.
Yeah, synopsis of chapter. And then I'll just save it. That's it. Like, so wherever I am now, like the other day I was, I can't remember where we were, and on my phone, like, I pull it out and I did it like, oh, we were in the car yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
We're in the car. I'm like, I typed out something real quick and then I saved it. And I was like, all right, good. Because the thing I've come to realize is because a lot of people walk around like a notebook and they'll write down, like, if I lose my notebook, that's it. Like, so like if I have it on my phone, I can just like, you know, save
it. Have it on the cloud. You have it everywhere.
And I can reach it anywhere. Right. Yeah. So. That's what I've been doing, and it's been really useful for sure, super useful. Because like sometimes I'll just look at the sunset and be like, "That's inspiring." I'm not a poet, guys, but like sometimes we're like, "That's a whole scene right there." Like it's crazy, to think about how little things. Mm-hmm. It's like how certain smells trigger a memory.
Yeah,
you know, like that feeling of like it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
When you're coming up with ideas, and it's so, it could become so addictive. Like, I get now why certain writers drop a book every year.
See, like, that's...
because it's
that's,
so addictive.
That's the thing with... Okay, so with my new job, I basically create content for a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always creating.
Right, yeah, I've seen
and you. I'm getting to that point where I'm getting addicted to creation.
Yeah, I know. It's a problem.
And that's why I want to go back to work.
so this is the thing, right? So, like, I'm over here, like, writing, and you're over here, like, creating content, right? So, like, we're both technically creating content.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is that for you, it's, like, it's instant.
Yeah.
And for me, like, it has to linger a little more.
Yeah.
And, like, it has to sit and simmer sort of thing.
Yeah.
And, but it's, like, it's still equally as addicting to do it. So, it's, like, what is it? It's very confusing, but it is cool. All at the same time. I don't know, man. I don't know.
We talk agents book.
Yeah,
that's what this is.
This just chat. This is what this
is. I think that's it for this episode.
No. We can keep going. Like, you gotta get another 4 minutes out of you.
What do you mean another 4 minutes?
I gotta get another four
minutes.
This
interaction right now is gonna fill in those 4 minutes. You know why?
Why?
Precisely because I'm discussing the 4 minutes. And I'm layering.
Okay, real quick. We have to hit on this because we didn't talk about it. And this is what I wanted to talk about this week, and we totally went over
it.
We went to see The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yes, we went to go see The Little Mermaid.
We went to go see The Little Mermaid.
It was great, and now we're going to wrap.
No, kidding. No, it was okay, so I actually enjoyed it. I found it pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
There were only like little things in the film, like tiny little things that I would say were a little weird. Like I mentioned to you actually when we were walking out of the movie how there were certain scenes when they were panning the frame rate felt off from the rest of the film.
Yeah, it's almost like they rendered it in like 30, some parts in 30, some parts in 60.
Yeah, it was a little odd, but other than that, and some scenes were a little too dark.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, it was, and what's her, the actress who played Ariel?
Yeah.
She got me at a part of your world. I was like, that's it. Like, like Victor too. He's like, he turned, looks at me, he's like, so we can go now, right?
Like, yeah, I know. After that song, I was like, okay, we can go, right?
We can go now. Like, this mission accomplished. Like, yeah, you nailed it.
Once, I feel like people are harsh with it, but I guess I also have a bias because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's the fact that once you get past the way Sebastian looks.
Right.
And Flounder. They did Flounder wrong.
Yeah. they did it wrong.
But the story itself was good.
Yeah.
Right? But I felt like some of the music was forced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it broke into song way too sudden.
Yeah.
Like, it came in hard and it came in sharp.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like, there was no, like...
transition.
No, there was... Because you know how, like, in a lot of musical plays...
Yeah.
Like, they slowly...
start the music.
Crescendo in the background, the music. No. It was just kind of, like, cut...
start
sing
yeah
and I'm like, oh, okay,
it was very,
I think they might have done that like twice in the movie, but the rest of the songs are just like,
yeah,
take it, absorb.
Right, so it obviously it's
I mean, for a kid, I can see how, like,
it's entertaining.
It's 100% entertaining for a kid.
It's just straight up entertainment. And then what was it when they're that song, what is it, Kiss the Girl, that was probably the funniest thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I laughed so much during that. Yeah. That whole thing.
Like there's... It's the movie has gotten low rating.
Yeah.
But there are moments worth watching in that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Absolutely.
It's incredible. And don't get me wrong. I mean, like, I feel like... it's just like the review bombing thing. It's just... it sucks.
Yeah.
But apparently it's doing pretty good in the box office. So this is just... like,
yeah, I know. Like,
everyone's saying, like, it's getting review bombed, but everyone's going to go watch it. So, like... what's really funny too is people are saying how Disney needs to stop doing these remakes.
Yeah.
But evidently the box office is saying otherwise. Like, this is just going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Might as well accept it at this point. Like, this is just going to be, I'm waiting for like another big one to come out.
To some people, it's like, you're touching my childhood. Why are you messing with my childhood?
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of situation. So like, I understand the perspective, right? But at the same time, it's like, it's a company. Their job is to produce.
Right.
So they're producing.
Right. And also they have to do it every couple of years anyway, because then they lose the licensing to the IP and all that stuff. So they have to
it's like a renewal kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like with Sony, they had to kept this, that's why there's like three different Spider-Man, because they had to kept Crane Cut or they lose the access to the IP. So it's kind of like the problem with stuff. But I mean, also I think Pinocchio and Snow White, and there's a few others that have already entered, because they're so old, they've entered public domain. Like, it's like how Winnie the Pooh entered public domain and they made that horror film about him.
Oh, yeah, that was, I don't know about that.
but you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just, well, eventually things get so old, they have to enter open IP. So it's just, it is what it is, right? So, but yeah, I definitely think that.
The movie was good.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was
just great. Like, it wasn't.
You see how I was saying good and now you want to say it wasn't great, but it was good? Notice that?
Yeah,
notice your mistake?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
It was good.
It was good.
It was fun.
It was great.
It was
fun. But it was good.
No, just say it's a fun movie. You know, it's very nostalgic.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I don't know. I liked it. Also, not this week, but the following week, we're going to talk about Transformers, because you're going to go see Transformers next weekend. So the podcast episode will come out before we go see it. So we'll probably talk about the movie
what we
before
think about
we
the
go
trailers.
Yeah, and then we'll talk about the show. So I don't know. We'll do like a breakdown or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do the before and then we'll do the after.
Right. So you'll get like 2 weeks of that.
Yeah.
So like, there's just so much going on.
There's, and we have to upload that vlog, man.
I know. Like, I haven't had time to touch it. That's a problem.
Yeah.
I had time to touch it.
Anyways, so, guys, we're gonna leave you here. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed the episode. Everything is awesome. Anyways. Everything's always in the description, whether it be up, down, left, or right. Make sure to share with your grandmother, share with your sister, share with the donkey, share with the chinchilla. I don't care who you share with. Just share with everybody and everything. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.